Hello, this is Teacher Bear.
我是贝尔老师。小朋友，你有没有自己非常在意的缺陷呢？
Do you have any weakness that you are particularly concerned about?
如果有人拿你的缺陷开玩笑或是羞辱你，你应该怎么办呢？
If someone makes fun of your weakness or humiliates you, what should you do?
让我们先听听这个故事，再来思考思考应该怎么做。
Let's first listen to this story and then think about what to do.
大概2000多年前，齐国有一个名叫晏婴的人，从小就很聪明，但是由于他长得特别矮，所以常常被别人取笑。
More than 2,000 years ago, there was a man in the kingdom of Qi named Yan Ying. He was very clever from a young age, but because he was unusually short, he was often teased by others.
可是晏婴并不在意哦，并且非常努力，长大以后成为了齐国的大臣。
However, Yan Ying was not self-conscious about it and worked very hard. As he grew older, he became a government minister in the kingdom of Qi.
有一年，齐王派晏婴出使强大的楚国。
One year, the king of Qi sent Yan Ying as an envoy to the powerful kingdom of Chu.
可是晏婴到了楚国，前来迎接他的楚国官员却故意不开大门，只开了一扇最小的边门。
However, when Yan Ying arrived in Chu, the Chu officials who came to welcome him deliberately didn't open the main gate. They only opened a small side gate.
Yan Ying 知道这是楚国官员故意羞辱他，却一点也不生气，反而心平气和地说。
Yan Ying knew that this was a deliberate insult by the Chu officials, but he didn't get angry. Instead, he calmly said,
只有到狗国去才会钻小小的狗洞。楚国认为自己是狗国吗？ Only in a dog's country would one go through a tiny dog door. Does Chu consider itself a dog's country?如果不是，那么我就该走大门才对。If not, then I should enter through the main gate.
楚国的官员听了，只好打开大门，让他进去。
The Chu officials had no choice but to open the main gate for him.
楚王见到晏婴后，装出很惊讶的样子说
When the king of Chu saw Yan Ying,He pretended to be very surprised and said,
难道齐国都没人才了吗? Does Qi have no talent left? 怎么派你这样一个矮子来呢? Why would they send such a short person like you?
晏婴笑了笑，很从容地回答。晏婴 smiled calmly and replied,
大王您错了，我们齐国各种人才都有。
Your Majesty, you misunderstand. In Qi, we have talented people of all kinds.
上等人才出使上等国家，次等人才出使次等国家，而我是齐国的下等人才，所以啊我们大王就派我来这儿了。
The top talents are sent to the top countries, and the low-ranked talents are sent to low-ranked countries. I, being one of the lesser talents of Qi, have been sent here by our king.
楚王原来是想要羞辱晏婴的，没想到却自取其辱。
The king of Chu had originally wanted to humiliate Yan Ying, but ended up humiliating himself.
过了不久，有个官员押解了一个犯人到大殿上来向楚王报告。
Not long after that, an official escorted a prisoner into the royal court and reported to the king of Chu.
大王，这个齐国人在我们楚国干了许多坏事，现在总算把他逮到了。Your Majesty, this person from the kingdom of Qi has done many bad things in our land, and we have finally captured him.
楚王听了，又故意装出非常惊讶的样子对晏婴说，
Upon hearing this,The king of Chu once again pretended to be very surprised and said to Yan Ying,
难道你们齐国人都这么差吗? Are all the people from Qi so bad?
晏婴不慌不忙地回答。晏婴 with calm composure, replied,
大王,您可知道?橘子本来是南方的水果，又大又甜又好吃。
Your Majesty, do you know that mandarins are originally a fruit from the south? They are big, sweet, and delicious there.
可是，如果把它移植到北方，就变得又酸又苦又难吃。这就是环境造成的。
However, if you transplant them to the north, they become sour, bitter, and hard to eat. This is all due to the environment.
这个人我认得，他呀，在我们齐国规规矩矩的，怎么到了楚国就变坏了呢？
I know this person, and he behaved properly in Qi.How did he turn bad after coming to Chu?
可见你们楚国的环境有问题呀。
It seems there might be some issues with the environment here in Chu.
楚王听了以后又生气又丢脸，从此他再也不敢瞧不起晏婴了。
Upon hearing this, the king of Chu became both angry and embarrassed.From then on, he dare not look down on Yan Ying anymore.
小朋友，你是不是觉得晏婴非常机智，也非常有自信呢？
Do you think Yan Ying is very clever and confident?
中文有一个成语叫不卑不亢，意思就是不自卑也不自大。
In Chinese, there is an idiom called 不卑不亢, which means,Neither inferior nor arrogant.
其实每个人都有优缺点，没有人是完美的。
In fact, everyone has strength and weaknesses, and no one is perfect.
我们都应该以不卑不亢的态度，努力发挥自己的才华，同时也欣赏他人的优点。
We should all maintain a neither inferior.Nor arrogant attitude, striving to showcase our talents while appreciating the strength of others.
小朋友，如果你想向晏婴学习，用英文可以怎么说呢？
I will learn from him.
意思是我会向他学习的，请跟贝尔老师再说一次。
I will learn from him.
小朋友，希望你能向晏婴学习。
I hope you can learn from 晏婴。
将来若看到地位比你高或比你厉害的人，千万不必自卑。
In the future, if you encounter people who are in a higher position or more skilled than you, you should never feel inferior.
而若看到不如你的人，也千万不可骄傲自大哦。
And when you encounter those who may not be as capable as you, it's important not to become arrogant.
我们下次见咯。 See you next time.